Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, AMA, as we do every single, Wednesday, except for yesterday, because we were busy, so we moved it to today. So welcome to AMA, if you haven't heard us on a Wednesday morning at 7 before, you probably have, but we do this every single week, where you ask questions, or at least someone does, and we answer them. By the way, let me welcome Mr. Ben Davis to the studio as we get ready for Red October. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And all of the rest to the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, not all.
Damn right.
Because some of it for the Eagles as
but
well.
But mostly the Phillies now.
Right now.
We'll get back to the Eagles, yeah.
We'll get back there. James, we love having Ben in studio.
Ben Davis, in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com.
James, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start out with the fun one. Speaking of Red October, what is your favorite thing about Red October?
Well, look, we could mention moments in games when things happen and we all go bonkers, particularly the home games. But
that might be another question, so maybe don't mention that.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll say this, because I actually think this might even be above that. It's hard to beat, like, how do you beat the big moments? But I'll say this. The communal atmosphere in the air, all around town, people wearing their sweatshirts, their hats, their T-shirts, their jerseys, and just the head nods, the smiles, you know, just the great vibes when the Phillies are rolling in October. I remember walking in to one of those playoff games. I think this one was 23. It might have been 22. I just had so much positive feeling walking in there. We were all in a good mood. It's like the permanent good mood when they're going good, I guess, would be my answer. John, what do you think?
The word.
By the way, that permanent thing doesn't always last permanent. Just, you know.
Yeah, we know.
While it lasts, it's very good.
The word for all that is the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The feel. That's what I love most about Red October.
The yep.
Camaraderie. I'm at the bank depositing at the ATM, and it's knowing, you know, the guy behind me, yeah. we all have the same goal. We'll all be watching, and we know, man, we're kind of a little fearful that this Dodgers team's, man, they're so stacked. They're so stacked, but then so are we. We've all weighed this. We've all thought about this over and over. We've all talked about the matchups with our families. It's great to know the guy across the street has the same beliefs about this team that you do in most cases.
Yeah, I agree. James, still a few more.
All right. This one is from Fire Petullo on Twitter. He says, for Joe, how's the leg doing? Any updates? It's a good point. We have not really gotten an update on the ankle recently.
So it's an ankle, not a leg. I mean, I guess that's part of the leg. I don't know. It's doing well. It's coming along. I may get out of the boot in the next. I will likely get out of the boot in the next 1 to 5 days. So where I was as of Monday was recommended to be out of the boot at home. Tested out at home, and so far so good. And so the next step will probably be out of the boot when out of home. So we're trending in the right direction.
Fritz is shaking hearing this.
Yeah, we're doing good.
This one, as alluded to before.
I mean, I will say there's still issues in there. It's going to take time. Mm-hmm. Trending in the right direction.
All All right, as alluded to before, outside of winning the World Series, do you have a favorite Phillies playoff moment from your life?
Oh, that's easy. That's Mitch striking out Bill Pecota. That's as easy as it gets. That's the Phillies winning. I mean, Ben, how bonkers was that when the Phillies beat the Braves in Game 6?
It was nuts.
It was nuts. Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my gosh, we're actually going to the World Series.
Exactly.
Like, we're going to the World Series.
And, Ben, you and I were a great age. So, were you a sophomore in high school?
I was a sophomore, yeah.
Oh, what an age to be.
Yeah.
What an age to be.
That was my team, man. That was my team.
Me too. And you have become very good friends with many of them. I've become friends with some of them. I mean, it's special when you...
And I really miss one of them.
So when you were...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When you were celebrating those moments at that time, what were you doing? Jumping up and down? Were you screaming? Were you punching something? Joe, were you crying?
I remember... I don't think I cried on that one. I do know this. I had a cousin from Boston down who's not a huge sports fan. And I don't see her much at all. And I think she thought I was a lunatic because she happened to be the one day she was in town and staying with us, staying with my mom and me, was Game 6 of 93 versus the Braves. And I think she thought I was literally insane.
But she still fell in love with you
all
those years later.
Still went to your prom. What a miracle. Nicely done, John.
Wrong cousin, but fair enough. Pretty funny by John made a funny, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
So
you got one more question.
Sure.
Joe, yeah, two more, whatever you got.
This one's for you. It's from Jersey Joe. What? Question for Joe. With the Phils having a legit chance to win the World Series and the Eagles repeating as Super Bowl champs, is the best of Philly sports part two on the horizon?
Well, someday, hopefully, but I don't think it'll be like, you know, early portion of 2026. I'd love it to be, but I don't think that's the way it typically works. So my guess is sometime in the 2030s will be the best of Philly.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports part two, but it puts me in a conundrum. I want the Phils to win, but I also don't want my book to be outdated, you know, immediately.
That's not a conundrum.
No, well, it's not.
That's not selfish at all, AJ.
Hey!
Wants his.
Yeah. I want mine. Look, everyone buy my book as fast as you can before it's outdated. It's called The Best of Philly Sports, and it's available at Amazon.com. Help a brother out. Get it before it's outdated.
Ray Dittinger keeps updating the Eagles encyclopedia.
Yeah, and it takes him like 8 years to do the next one. So give me a couple months, please. Thank you. And with that, AMA, we shut it down. Help me out! All right, let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning, pal.
Good morning. How are we today?
Doing great.
Excited and nervous.
Joe, what you were just talking about, was that your sophomore year?
That was when they were in the playoffs was my sophomore year. Earlier in the regular season was my freshman year.
So what, your cousin came down for your
Enough!
Top hop?
In my soft hop, yeah.
Was that,
Dan, can I ask you a question?
No, we got to move on.
Danny! That's pretty good.
That's probably going to be drama of the week, too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. As for your uniform, like, it's bad luck and a bad luck. So as long as it's a bad luck, I want you to wear it, but it's clearly not working to bring the luck, so... Unfortunately, I think you have to retire for the playoffs.
I'm leaning in that direction. I'm not into permanent retirement, but I'm into a one-year hiatus and see if it works without it.
Yeah, just to see how it goes.
Especially because then we could blame you for the last 3 years if they win it this year. Be like, we would have won four in a row.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll just sit that on your conscience. Does anybody have any concerns about Schwarber going into the playoffs? He just seems a little cold lately.
A little bit. Yeah, the four home run game, which I guess was about 2 weeks ago, maybe three, felt like kind of a standalone in September. Like, he didn't do a ton.
Yeah, the two homers in the eight-homer game, too, yeah.
But he didn't do a ton in September.
So I'm if he's cold, that's a big problem for us. But I'm hoping he heats it back up. I hope Harper turns it up, maybe in replacement of it, but.
Harper, by the way, homered in the intra-squad game last night, shot to dead center.
Yep.
And a single. So, hopefully he has a turn. I can't believe Philly's lost to them bums last night. Like, I just can't believe.
Philly on Philly crime.
Yeah. And AJ, what's the other tweet that he put out that he took down?
All right, so let me get to this, Dan. I gotta get the sequence right. Matter of fact, Dan, I want to do that next segment, and I want to lay out what Seth Joyner said, then AJ. I want to line that whole thing up. So
real quick to that, I didn't read it, but there was a guy on John Johnson's show that said he has like a master's in
forensics.
I don't know.
Yeah, I heard
deciphering that type of stuff, right. And he said it's 100% was an original tweet or whatever he said.
Yeah, I mean, AJ had something up, and then it was taken down about 10 minutes later, and so I'm sure there's going to be someone that claims it wasn't real. All right, enough. All right, come on. But he had something out there. He took it down. We're gonna get to it all, Dan, next segment, because I got the Seth audio, and I want to play that first. Give me an actress with two roles.
Talia Shire in The Godfather and Rocky.
That's a pretty big answer right there.
It's massive.
Yeah.
I do have a winning answer, by the way.
Like, that you think is almost unbeatable?
I do.
Okay. Well, and it's not Talia Shire.
No, that is a great one, though.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. It's a good one. 215-592-9494. Coming up, that Seth Joyner, AJ Brown thing that Dan was just alluding to. We're getting to that next. Plus, more of Rob Thompson, what he said to us yesterday on a couple issues, the rotation, the lineup, and more. That's up ahead. Jason Kelce at 7:30. Ben's assessment of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who we now know the Phillies will be playing starting in 2 days at Citizens Bank Park. Your thoughts on all of it? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get in on this Thursday's action. All you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scorer bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.